Welcome everybody, Shinama 1094. We'll learn it today. Ilinishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Ilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerafur Shlema Ruvin Pesach Ben Henya. Shtaka Havrafur Shlema Psach Shachal Israel. Getting back to our Malacha of Zareya planting. Okay, so we covered basically with the sukkah. We spoke about the shlach and how to get the water off and so on. Okay, just to move on to a little bit of a different category, interesting. We spoke a little bit. We started talking a little bit about it in reference to throwing seeds down on the floor. Is there a time and place one could throw seeds on the floor? Now, let me explain. We're not talking about, good, I take my seeds, I want to plant, so I'll start sprinkling on outside in the soil. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about somebody, let's say, is eating an apple, right, for example, in a place and time where one could carry, right, and it's they're sitting outside, and they ate their apple. Now they have some seeds left in their hand or whatever, and they'll just, let's say, for whatever reason, throw it down on the floor, on the grass or whatever. How does that work? Is there a problem? So, Lamaisa, one is not supposed to do that. And just to read from the Shulchan Aruch, our simon Shin Lamed Vav Sif Dalet. Yesh lizor melhashlech zeroim b'makami ridas geshamim. One should be careful not to throw down these pit seeds, all these various different type of things that could take root, that could start to grow, in a place whereby it rains. In other words, if it's just, you know, like desert sand or whatever, that's not what we're talking about. If there's just sand or a sandbox or something, somebody throws seeds over there for whatever the reason is. Now, I want to make it clear. Seeds are pits in general are muk. So we're talking about a time and place where somebody's eating and they finished, right? They're eating their apple. Apple's not muk. But the question is, you have the seeds, you're supposed to throw it out. They threw it on the floor instead. But just time to take seeds and pits and these things, obviously, or muksa, but be it as it may, so that's what he says. Tells us the Mishabura in Sifkat and Laman Aleph, Ratzalem Mishal Mokaim Hahu Lach. It's a place that's, you know, gets damp, wet, or whatever the case is. It's a place where it rains and there's soil over there. You know, Mibnei Hagashamim Shirugal Leirid Sham. A place whereby things could take root and grow, and it's damp enough whereby it grows, that's, you're not supposed to throw down pits from when you finished. When you finish eating, the bottom line is, they could start to grow. Okay, so we're just trying to go through the basic halacha, and then we'll see how it applies. Very interesting, the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat brings down a very interesting case which I want to talk about. Somebody sometimes has, they're cleaning up the table, right? They ate outside, or on Sukkot, let's say, right? You have the tablecloth, or in a case in time, a nice day, they ate, somebody mentioned to me just recently, it was a nice day outside, in a different country actually, but they ate outside, and people start, and it was a nice day, sunny, nice and warm, on Shabbos, and there's an Erev, and everything is wonderful, they ate outside. Maybe not so, we spoke about in the reference to the Ramah, one should be careful if it's possible, you know, not to eat on the grass, maybe next to the grass, but now they have the tablecloth, they shake it out, and it's right by the grass, and the seeds, whatever's the pits or seeds that are on the tablecloth, are gonna fall onto the place whereby they could take root, you know, it's a damn place, there's soil over there, whatever, so that's running into a problem. But just real quickly, getting back to the halacha, so he says, Vim Yashlach, Tanagailim, for whatever reason, in a place and time when one is allowed to throw it to the Tanagailim, chickens, these type of things. In general, we don't feed animals, but if it's their own animal, okay, but that's not the point. Most people are not throwing seeds to chickens on Shabbos, but lo yashlich ele kashir sheyechlu b'bayayim, I just want to read the whole halacha. One should be careful not to throw down enough only whereby they would eat up for that day. Again, in the case in time where one would be allowed to feed, in general, regular stam animals in the street, we don't feed. Okay, so just to put down, they throw down enough whereby they'll be eaten up, they won't take root. Okay. But then he finishes off, if it's a place where people walk, and people are constantly stamping and stepping and they're walking back and forth, then it would be mutter. Let's say I throw down the pit over there, that I finished my apple, over there it's not going to grow because of the fact that people are constantly walking and it's not going to take root, it's just people step on it, you know? Okay, so just to real quickly to read, so that's the basic halacha. It's nothing majorly intense. It's very simple. You know, you have seeds in your hand and you finish eating the apple or whatever, the orange or whatever, you have the seeds, the pits. You know, if you're throwing it down for whatever reason, person's outside in their backyard in the place and time where it's not going to be disgusting. Oh, of course, there's an area, it goes in conjunction with all the other halachas of the Shulchan Aruch. But be it as it may, the point I'm wanting out over here is not the other halachas, but right now the malacha of Zareya planting, where there is taka a problem at certain times. So just to read from the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai on page Reish Chav Gimel, and he brings down that, again, now a simen shin lamedvav, yesh lizor milahashlech zeroyim v'mokoyim shehu lach machmas, you read this geshamim v'chadayim, in a place whereby, it rains and it is soil and so on, shemel v'saif yatsmi. One has to be careful not to throw down pits when they finish eating or so on. So then he goes on to base. That's in Aleph. He goes on to base. B'makim shedorsim shom harbe b'nei adam, a place where it's a sort of like a thoroughfare. People walk, right? They say rishasarabim, or even maybe possibly in a backyard, a beaten out path whereby people constantly walk back and forth. Whatever the case is, then is mutter lahashlich garinim. Then one will be allowed to throw down their pits over there when they finish eating or whatever. Even though there might be, let's say, there might be soil or it might be grass or whatever, people are constantly walking over there. Kimachmas de risasam e the seeds will not take root. That's the bottom line, because people are constantly stepping on it. But if it's a place whereby, if I throw it in my backyard over there and it's a soily area or grassy area or whatever, and it's not sand, let's put it like that, and the rain sometimes or whatever, it's a wet place and not too many people go there. Okay, once in a while people go there. Im ein dorsim shom harbe mnei yodim. Not a lot of people go there. So then that will pakataka be also to throw the seeds or pits down on the ground. What should one do? They have it in their hands, just throw it right into the garbage. Obviously, like we said, it's muksa and so on. Okay. So again, the top place in time whereby one is eating or whatever, it's just stomp to take pits, you don't do. So therefore, he brings down the example that we said, Al kain ein lenar mapa she'achlu aleha peiros. One should be careful if they're eating outside or they're eating in the sukkah, wherever it is. Outside is in the sukkah, right? Whatever the case is, v'yesha le'agarinim, and they have the leftover pits over there from the fruits that they were eating. B'chotzer, I began she'ein dorsim shom b'nei adam. One should be careful, and it's in a place and time whereby on the ground, on the soil, on the grass, or whatever, it's not a place where a lot of people go, right? So one has to be careful not to shake out the ein lenarim up, and not to shake out the tablecloth, and not to shake it out. Let's say somebody, tilts the table just to throw off the dirt, whatever the case is, whether, like we said, in the sukkah or if it's outside. But if it's in such a place, soil, grass, these type of things, and it's a place whereby not a lot of people, walk around over there, and it's soily, and it's whatever, it's it rains or whatever, so one has to be careful not to throw down the pits, they shouldn't take root. Okay, then he brings down that it's all from the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat. There is a Yesh Shomim that says one should be careful not to eat the machmazeh in lechel shum pri v'yerek sheyesh legarin and began v'chotzer. One should be careful. There are those who want to say one should be careful not to eat a fruit or vegetables that has pits in it in a garden. The shema yiplu mehem. Garinim, to be careful not to eat it in a garden or in a backyard or something along those lines. But the bottom line is, he says, does Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat, they have a leshemanu lahakbed al zeh. He says he'd never heard of anybody who's makbed on that. And if there's an eruv there, whatever the case is, person's backyard or in the garden or whatever the case is, eli yesh lizor shlo yipol uvavada yad lahashlech sham garinim. One should be careful. They're eating an apple or a tomato, anything that has any fruit or vegetable that has pits, right? And they could fall down, just to be careful. There's no real issur that you're not allowed to eat in these places. The fruit, if I sit down, I'm eating a fruit, and there happens to be grass underneath, or soil, or whatever the case is, there's no real issur not to eat there. But just be careful, yesh lizor shlayipol, that the pits should not fall on the floor. Be careful they shouldn't fall on the floor. And for sure, of course, not to throw them on the floor. Unless, like we said, if there's a place where a lot of people walk. But usually backyards, gardens, these things are not a place where a lot of people walk. So just be careful to throw out the pits. Okay, so now he ends off, an interesting thing he says, but let's say a pit fell, good. What do I do now? Well, it's muksa, right? The pit is really muksa. So But sometimes it's not. Sometimes the pit has food on it. We're not going to get into all those halachas. But he says, "Im nafal mimenu garminin lekarga." Good. I'm sitting in the backyard, and it's a place where things could grow if a pit falls down. So I'm careful. But by mistake, one fell. Im einay muksa. So if it's not muksa, then pick it up. He says with your hand. If it's not muksa, if it has some of the oichel, let's say, is still attached to it. Let's say like an apple, maybe a piece of the apple with the pit over there fell down together, possibly. So then it wouldn't be muksa. The apple's there. You could still eat the apple, right? Right, there's apple attached, but if it's a pure pit, most of the time it is muksa. So he says, if im hu muksa, you tell to lenin kalachayad. One should be careful, like to kick it away, maybe to possibly to kick it off the grass. Or yamtim ad moitzi shabbos viag vienu, and to pick it up, Viagvienu says to pick it up off the ground after Shabbos. If it's muksa, if a regular pit, let's say without the food, l'chayru would be muksa. So after Shabbos, make sure to pick it up, because we spoke about in the past that a pit, usually it takes about 3 days to take root, in general. But so if you pick it up right after Shabbos and throw it out, so then l'chayru should not be a problem. But if it's possible, like he says, to kick it with one's foot, kalachiyad, with one's hands, you know, with the foot or whatever the case is, just knock it off the grass, knock it off the soil, like this, you don't come to forget until after Shabbos. So that's basically the many of the various different halachas in reference to pits on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch, Kol Tov.